With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team, Marvin Wyke, powered by Hy-Vee, following the loss to Norwalk on Friday night, 55-43. Coach Van Wyke, 1-1 week for the Eagles. Just tell us your thoughts following a week where you split the two games you had.
Well, yeah, I'm a little frustrated right now. So Monday, it seems like a long time ago. Monday, I felt like we did not play very well, and I suppose credit to PCM for that. But I felt like there's a lot of things we need to do better execution-wise. And the last 3 days in practice, we've been doing a lot of work on that. And I felt like we were better tonight against a really strong defensive team in Norwalk. But I felt like we just need to be a little tougher when we have opportunities to continue a run and then we make some silly mistakes that, you know, we could have capitalized on if we just make a good pass here or there or get a rebound that tips away from us and they get, and just really, you know, a lot of little things like that really compounded for us, and we didn't really have the cushion to be able to work through that. So we just didn't have much room for error. So,
well, one thing I wanted to touch on too before we get into this one is you talked on that PCM game the other night was, you know, kind of learning how to win ugly, I would almost say. I know that was a game where you guys didn't have a great shooting night against PCM, and you really had to learn how to win a game by scrapping it out, which I know is probably not something new to all these guys, but coming back to this game against Norwalk on Friday night, how beneficial was it knowing that when you got in a hole against Norwalk and it wasn't things weren't necessarily clicking, things weren't necessarily going your way, that you guys had that in your back pocket of knowing that, hey, just earlier this week we won a game that wasn't necessarily as pretty as tonight you were hoping it would be potentially?
Yeah, it just seemed like every time we got in a position to make a run, or we did make a small run, they answered it with a big shot or a big rebound and or a turnover by us. And so some of it was self-inflicted and some of it was they just made some plays that and we didn't. And so credit to them for that. They got some guys that can really shoot the ball and – yeah, I don't know what their percentage was, but obviously I guess we need to work on our three-point perimeter defense. I felt like we defended the lane pretty well. They didn't get much in the lane. They got a few transition baskets, which I'm never happy about. But for the most part, in the half court anyway, we did a good job. It just that they hit some big shots.
Well, I know early this season it feels like the calling card of this team has been their defense, and I know you mentioned the three-point defense wasn't where you wanted it to be, but you did mention that defense, Grady Sigrist, their big scorer, number 12, he comes into tonight leading this Norwalk squad in total points on the season. You guys hold him to 6 points tonight. I know you threw a couple different guys at him, with Gilbert Flagel and Wyatt Snyder kind of primarily taking the responsibility of trying to shut him down. How happy were you with their effort in taking away Sigrist and not allowing him to get going and lead this Norwalk team tonight?
Yeah, I didn't realize he only had 6 points, to be honest. So, yeah, credit to our guys. We did a good job on that. And that was a big key for us because we knew coming in that they had some really good players around him, but pretty much everything they do runs through him. And so, yeah, doing a good job on him was a key. But their role players really stepped up tonight and hit some shots that, you know, I didn't believe they could hurt us as bad as they did. So that's on me.
Well, and sometimes that happens, right? Guys kind of step up. And one guy that really stepped up, and he's been really stepping up here this year as a freshman, I think in that third quarter, things – kind of started to look a little bit out of sync for you guys. Norwalk made that run early in the third quarter to really start to extend that lead. And then here comes the freshman, Trey Steinkamp, with 9 points, knocking down 3 three-pointers, finishes with 13 points, all of those coming in the second half. Just tell us how big of a contribution that was to have him step up in that second half.
Well, we needed somebody to step up. You know, Trey's going to, you know, continue to improve and be a really good player for us. And all of our guys are going to continue to improve. I truly believe that. And, yeah, he did some good things. He defended hard, you know, and he actually guarded Seacrest sometimes as well. So, yeah, he's doing a nice job for us. He sees the floor well, and he's starting to shoot the ball a little bit. And we knew he could, but yeah.
Yeah, big second half for him there. Again, we're talking to Marvin White, head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team. You get a little bit of a rest here over the weekend, and the schedule no easier for the Eagles before Christmas break comes up here. You got Des Moines Christian, Grandview Christian this week. I know you're going to take some time this weekend to probably study these teams a lot more than you have with Norwalk coming up tonight, but just kind of turning the page into next week, getting ready for that final week before Christmas break. What's kind of the mindset going into the weekend on how to erase the taste of this Norwalk loss and get ready to go for Monday?
Well, that's, you know, there's only one way to get rid of the taste of a loss, I guess, and that's to go out and win one. But we're really looking forward to next week because we just, you know, relish the challenge of playing good teams, and they're both good teams, obviously. But I feel like if we continue to improve and clean up some things, that we can play with anybody. I truly believe that. I believe our guys believe that. So we're going to keep driving towards that, and we're going to come in expecting to win like we always do. And we're not going to practice. You know, I've already put together a scouting report for Des Moines Christian, and I've watched a couple of Grandview Christian's games already. So I'm getting my head wrapped around what they do. So we'll be ready. We'll be ready on Monday. We're going to rest our legs and over the weekend, and we're going to be ready to go.
Absolutely right. I mean, you mentioned a couple of those games too. You're not going in with any other expectations other than to win those games. Knowing what you kind of know about those teams, you got one that features another really good post player in Emiliano Barrantes at Grandview Christian, and then Des Moines Christian, a team that traditionally has been a little bit more guard-focused the last couple of times we've seen them. When you go into those games and you get tested the way that you are here before Christmas break, how vital is that for this team, too, that's still young and still trying to figure out this varsity game a little bit, to be able to see a couple of really high-powered teams right before Christmas?
Well, I felt like tonight was a good learning experience for us because we're working really hard to play good physical basketball, and Norwalk's that kind of team as well. So I felt like tonight helped us understand that a little bit better, if they didn't understand it already. But looking at next week, Des Moines Christian's got, they're a very guard-oriented team with Ingram and the other kid, Town, are both very nice players. They're two leading scorers. I think they average like 15 and 16 a game. And those are their two main guys, and they don't really have a post-up guy. They got a bigger guy that comes off the bench that's kind of a post-up guy. But they're mainly guard-oriented with those two, you know, 6'5", 6'4 guys. And, you know, it'll be a good test for us to kind of take advantage of what our strengths are against trying to limit what their strengths are.
Absolutely. Coach Van Wyk, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck as you get some time to rest up over the weekend and get ready for Des Moines Christian on Monday night. Looking forward to being back here on Eagle Lane, getting ready for that contest and seeing the boys back in action.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Marvin White, head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team, powered by Hy-Vee, following a 55-43 loss to Norwalk.